This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 197 for Tuesday, June 28th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
I think you like saying that.
I do.
To make you feel like a DJ. Yeah.
Well, that's the closest I'm ever going to get. So.
All right. Now, before we jump into this, I think that everyone needs to know that tomorrow is Brian's birthday.
Oh, come on.
So I want everybody to just totally spam his mailbox, his email box, brian@andersonpens.com, and wish him a really awesome happy birthday. That would make me happy. You got nothing but emails.
I'm going to forward my email to you.
Oh, that didn't work.
No, that's cool. All right, so moving right along. I don't want to make a big deal out of that.
Oh, I do. Because you're going to show your birthday present in just a minute.
Perhaps, huh?
Yeah.
Are we doing that? What's the order tonight? We're kind of doing this.
I don't know how this came about, but apparently you are going to guess my top five favorite inks. And I think if you can come close, then you can get your birthday present early.
If I can come close. Okay. So yes. Now we were discussing this. We have not actually discussed much about this.
You get 8 tries to guess 5 inks and you need to get 80%. That's a B.
Okay. So I need to get 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. So I can actually hit 50% here. still win. And the hard part is the first one is super, super, super easy.
Well, yeah. Well, so there you go. You've already got 1 out of 4.
Okay. Well, and so I get my, if I get 4 out of 5, I get my birthday present tonight.
Yes.
And we're going to show what the prize is, or are we going to.
Sure.
I just happen to, I'll show you the box.
You just happen to have it.
I just happen to have it out because, you know, it's in one of those plastic wrapping things and it's all that crinkly noise in the microphone. Here's the box. For those of you familiar with this gold box, it's got this weird word on it called sailor, a little anchor. It's empty because I happen to have the pen out.
Of course you do.
But for those of you who are sailor fans, you know, this box here is a little special box. It's usually a more, I don't know the term, be not deluxe, but it's fancier, special. It's a special sailor pen. Here it is. I don't have any pictures, but I'm going to bring these in, and I'll have maybe give Shay some fun tomorrow and take some pictures. This is a professional gear in marbled ebonite, and so that is.
Gorgeous. Red,
it's hard to see here. It's red and black marbled ebonite. It looks kind of dark and kind of browny.
Is it similar for people who are listening? Is it similar to like some of the Waterman modeled or the Waterman Ripple in color?
It's a little bit darker. It's not like a ripple. It's a very straight pattern, kind of almost like a wood grain. But yes, it's a dark. More of a orangish brown and black ebonite.
Okay.
And this is the large pro gear. So there's really a pro gear, and then there's kind of a unofficial larger pro gear, which Sailor used for the mosaics in this particular pen and probably some others. It's got a little bit higher dome on the cap, a little bit different cap band. It's a great pen. So what are we wasting time here for? Let's get right into it. Do we have a countdown timer? We got to have like a graphic.
I'll let
something.
You know when it goes too long, when you're okay. Just totally reaching. So you get 8 tries to guess 5 inks.
And I admit I have not given this much thought, and I did not actually go into your office there and look on your ink wall, but I'm going to make a guess and say that there are very few inks on that wall that you actually use. So
I have my list right here.
Right there. Okay.
I wrote it down. Eric made me write it down at breakfast.
Number 1, of course, is Parker Penman Sapphire.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, do
Awesome.
It's too bad one you don't have one. the little dinging noise
I
here.
Know, you do. So one for one.
Now, can I use the time I would have spent on that question on the next?
No stalling.
See, now it gets tough. Okay. I'm just not sure. I'm going to take a wild guess. The next one, I don't know how to phrase this. I bet one of your favorite inks is by convenience, and I'm going to guess which is probably Namiki Blue, but the blue ink that comes in the cartridge with your Vanishing Point.
That would be number six. That's not on the list. That was not on the list.
It was not on the list.
But that is, you know, when we're at a show or I just need, when I run out of ink, I do just throw in whatever cartridge. But that is not on the list. Two guesses, one answer.
No, there's no extra credit for that. I mean, I hit top 10.
I'll consider it. I'll consider it. Because okay. That is true. But yeah. That wasn't on my top five.
Yeah, because usually you get a Vanishing Point, you just pop that cartridge in there. And then.
Well, I do, yeah. All right.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to give you a little hint.
No. Don't give me a hint until it's necessary. I'm going to try to get this on my own merits. I'm going to say Aurora Blue.
No.
It's not, I'm going to say Aurora Blue is not on your list is what I meant to say. This is really, really going to be hard here.
All right, so let me help.
Okay.
When people come into the store or we see people at shows, we tend to recommend what we like.
What if I knew what you like this, I would have been done by now. I'd be inking this thing up. Okay. I know you like blue.
Yeah. Ink that we've taken out of stock for holidays, anniversaries recently. I mean, I'm totally giving you answers here.
I don't see you ink up your pens. So, I mean, I know, what question am I on? How many done? I'm on three and I've only got one right.
Fourth try.
I got five more and I got to get three out of five right here.
Think of the things that we recommend to customers and, I love that ink.
Well, there's like three that I can think of, but I'm guessing, I'm not certain. Cause like two of them are bottles that I have over on my side of the divide here.
Maybe.
Okay.
Dragging this out here.
I know this is important. This is very, the prize here is worth dragging this. Mont Blanc Iris Green.
Oh, so close. So close.
All right, I'm halfway there, right? I get eight tries.
Yeah.
Mont Blanc Toffee Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so Mont Blanc Toffee Brown, Parker Penman Sapphire. You were really close with one of your other guesses. Really, really, really close. Like yes or no, really close.
Aurora Black.
Yes. Look at that. All right.
I got to get one more and I've got two questions left?
You do.
Okay. Okay. So I know, and they're cheering for me in the chat here. I mean, I got to get this right.
We took some stuff out of stock not too long ago. It's on the file cabinet behind Eric.
You're joking, right? I mean, taking ink out of inventory is a daily occurrence.
How about if I give you the brand?
Let's see. I got how many questions I got left?
You have two, and you need to get one correct.
I gotta get one. I'm gonna first say that I bet one of them is, one of them's got to be Sailor. We got to have a Sailor ink in there.
Okay.
And you haven't shot it down yet.
I'm just waiting.
Yeah, see, I've got a bottle of Sailor on my desk, but you've never used it. I know you've never used it.
Yeah, there are shows.
Sailor Gentle Blue.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. All right, so what's the last one?
Are we writing these down? Because I can't remember.
You've got Parker Penman Sapphire.
Yep.
Sailor Gentle Blue. I love that color. We use that at shows. Aurora Black and Montblanc Toffee Brown.
Toffee Brown. Okay. And so I got one more.
I took a bottle out of stock not too long ago. I'd never actually tried this color and everybody loves it.
Oh, that was a giveaway.
Well, I know.
But since I've already won the prize, now I just have to remember. It's a bottle of Pilot Orochizuku Konpeki.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Where's the sound effect when you need it? wow, that was really
hard.
That was tough. Well, so you got Konpeki. You've got Gentle Blue. Toffee Brown's a brown. You got more Black.
No, you're right. I do like Montblanc Irish Green a lot. There are times forgive me, but I really just don't care. And I'll just pop in whatever cartridge is convenient so I can keep writing. Aurora Black is just such a nice deep, dark black and it rinses out so easily. So
yes.
See, I think you would be easier because I think you use fewer inks. You've got Montblanc Bordeaux.
Oh, no.
Are we going to do this another week?
We'll do this another week, yeah.
Oh, God.
Because I have.
How about for my birthday?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 colors on my desk right now.
Okay.
I don't have a lot, but it may not be as easy as you think. Maybe. I don't know.
I might. All right. So for my birthday, we can do this next month. All right. So you get your pen. Now you have to tell everybody yes. What you're going to ink it with.
This pen has been sitting on my desk for how long? How long has this pen been sitting?
Like 2 months. It's been sitting on the end of his desk in the box at the office.
It sits behind my monitor. It sits behind my iMac. So I can't see it. But every time when I walk into the office, I can see this pile of stuff behind there, of which you should note there are no more pens behind my computer.
There better not be.
But I've been thinking about this, and I think the perfect ink for this pen. Now, what I didn't mention is this pen is discontinued. It is no longer made by Sailor. In fact, for whatever reason, Sailor seems to have discontinued all of their marbled ebonite pens. The King of Pen has been discontinued. This one's been discontinued. I think I am going to go on this one. I am going to break out for the occasion the Montblanc Bordeaux. One of my favorites.
One of your favorites.
That's my Parker Penman Sapphire is Montblanc
that's
Bordeaux.
The easy one.
Everybody knows. As people come up to me, oh, I found this on the table. How much are you giving me? So that's what I'm going to ink up with that one. So.
And what else do you have in your hand that you're going to ink up tonight?
This is, we were going to talk about this a little bit later, but this came in, I guess, and this has nothing to do with, it doesn't count towards the birthday stuff. This is the brand new, this just came in today. We've been waiting for this since April.
Yeah, for several months now.
April, March maybe. The Sailor Pro Gear Earth. And it just came in.
This is a funky color. We weren't sure what to expect.
It's different. We knew funky. The picture was we knew the picture was, you know, you gotta see it in your hand. It's an interesting pen. We're going to take some really good pictures of this. Shay's going to do an awesome job. And it's got some neat features on it. You know, there's a cap band in between the cap bands. That's a kind of a different translucent color. It's full size Pro Gear. This one is, but it's got gold trim. It has your 21 karat nib. Of course, on this one for me, I've got a broad nib on this guy. It's somewhat.
It does come in a slim.
It does come in a slim, yeah. Or it also comes in a King of Pen version too. But right. We've got the slim and the regular. But it's somewhat translucent in certain spots. But it's kind of an earthy brown color. It's a different color pen.
But it's kind of a red brown. We weren't sure how accurate the different pictures were that we had been seeing and that Sailor had provided. So everybody in the store was super excited when it finally came in today. And it's kind of a reddish brown. And like Brian said, it's mostly opaque, but kind of near the ends, it's more transparent than opaque.
The section area, the top of the cap. You know, and I realize me holding this up to the camera, it doesn't really do any justice. I mean, it looks like a brown pen.
Wayne hates that.
Yeah, I know Wayne hates that.
it's really a pretty, pretty color. It's very different.
They did something interesting on the Pro Gear. The Pro Gear has got the main band that says Sailor Japan, founded 1911. And then there's a thin band above that. On the Pro Gear, and this one has almost a different, it's almost like it's a different color, a light orangish almost in between those two bands. It's very, very interesting. I quite like it. I wish they would have, now this follows last year's Sky. I wish they would have put Earth on this pen, but they didn't. So, but anyway, those came in today, and I had picked this out a long time ago, and so that guy is getting Mont Blanc toffee brown, of course,
absolutely,
in that pen, probably tonight or tomorrow. So
cool.
It's going to be a good day.
Yep.
So
we've started this Q&A thing a couple weeks ago, and we got some good, interesting questions. Actually, we got several, and we narrowed it down to three that we thought would work. So you want to start off with that?
All right. So, top three questions from this week. William asks, what is the difference between the three Pilot converters?
Well, that's a trick question.
It is a trick question.
Why?
Because there are five.
Most people know the Con 20, the Con 50, and the Con 70, but there are actually two others.
There are two others. There's a very simplified version of the 20, which you'll find in the Pilot Metropolitan, and you also find with the Pilot Parallel. Essentially, it's the Con 50 without the sheath over it. And then, of course, there's the new Con 40 that is not available separately until probably next year, but is showing up in the new matte blue Vanishing Points.
Which was a surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise, and which is nice because, although it's kind of a tease, because that converter, the Con 40, is the only converter other than the 20. It's the only piston converter that actually fits in the E95S. So if you like that pen, you've got the E95S, and you don't like the squeeze converter, and a lot of people don't for whatever reason. There's a couple of reasons people don't like it. The Con 40 is the only one that fits. The difference between the Con 20s, the two Con 20s, is a squeeze converter, what Parker would have called aerometric style. Essentially, it's a latex sac inside a sheath with essentially a pressure bar, which you squeeze, and you squeeze the air out, and the ink gets sucked back in. The Con 50 is the standard piston, and the 50 in this case has the black piston knob, and it has the large metal agitator inside. Con 70 actually does come in two different versions, but they're more of a color version. One's a black, and one is a Chrome version. That's the push button converter, and that has the breather tube down it, and then an agitator that rides on the breather tube, and that comes in pens like the Metal Falcon. It comes in the Con 70, Custom 74, and some of the Namikis. Has massive capacity, but it's a large converter, so it doesn't fit in all the pens.
Right.
And then the new player in the game is the Con 40, which is due to replace the 20 and the 50. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned, it does fit some of the, and I can't think of any other pen other than the E95. That's the E95S. That's the exception. Now the big concern in incorrectly so people have is that it has a large reduction in capacity over the Con 50, and that is just simply not true. Our tests show the capacity difference is something like 0.06 milliliter. We tested it, did a triple average of three testings, and the Con 50 I think takes 0.77 milliliters, and the Con 40 is 0.71. So it's a hair less, but you know, points, that's like, what is it, a drop? Maybe not even a drop.
Maybe.
But it fits, you know, the E95S. It's, you know, it's a piston. I don't think anybody's going to notice a difference.
It's probably going to be easier for Pilot to only have one to stock. Yes. Instead of, yeah, two.
And it's transparent, as opposed to the black piston knob, but it also, instead of that big agitator, it has four
little teeny
four
tiny,
five, I think it's four, four small little BBs. And then they're held in by a little basket, that's on the end. So, serviceability questionable, maybe on the Con 40, but,
I never take mine apart.
You know, once in a while, but we'll see. Somebody will figure out how to rip apart.
So
those are the real different converters that Pilot makes.
Cool. All right. So the three different Pilot converters are actually five. That was four.
Or six if you want to count the two versions of the 70. Yeah. Kim asks, I'll let you answer this one, huh?
Okay.
Kim asks, is it safe to use vintage ink?
Maybe. Maybe. You know, we hear that a lot. And I've got bottles of ink that are, I don't know, 30 years old. And they're fine.
Just 30?
The maybe comes from...
Well, just sure 30 years?
Some that are older. Maybe. Some of them are definitely older. A lot depends on how the ink has been stored. If it's still in the box, so that it hasn't been exposed to light, and if it's not very evaporated, you know, if it still looks fine, if it smells fine, and we all know some inks have an interesting smell, but
yeah,
if there's
natural, just some of them, I think.
Just dies.
It doesn't smell like mold, you know.
Yeah, and if there's no mold, no slime visible, try it in a pen that's easy to clean. But I mean, I've got a number of, I'm looking at them now, a number of bottles of Schaefer Script that are definitely old. We've bought ink over the years that is decades old, and it's fine.
Yeah.
What you want to avoid is inks that are known for not being all that safe. There are some vintage inks that, like the Superchrome.
Yeah, don't use Superchrome. Yeah. Don't use Parker Superchrome. I don't care how cheap it is. I don't care if somebody gives it to you. Don't use it.
Definitely make sure that the ink is safe for fountain pens and that it's not an India or a drawing ink. Earlier on, there may not have been labeling quite as...
Sometimes it is kind of difficult to determine on some of the, I mean, when we're talking like the really old stuff, we're talking 60, 70 years, 80 years ago, some of that ink was questionable. So,
And of course, if it's got anything really big, weird, floating or swimming in there, or if it if it just doesn't look or feel right. But most of the time, vintage ink is a treasure. There are colors that you can't find anymore that are phenomenal. Schaefer had a peacock blue that was gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a nice turquoise. Yeah.
It is. The Parker Penmans, now people either love or hate it and choose a side. But I've never had a problem with any of my bottles of Parker Penman ink. And I've got some sapphire, some emerald. I think I have a ruby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing too, you can do is you can take like a Q-tip or a wooden stick or something and kind of stir it up. And if you hit the bottom and if you pull something up,
don't use it.
But I remember when I first started collecting, I would go antique shopping and I would find, you know, bottles of scrip that are 67 years old. And, you know, at the time you could buy it, they were cheap, super cheap, mm-hmm. You know, $3 for a bottle of ink. And yeah, okay, so it was black, so what? But everybody needs a black, right? And that's all I used for years. I used old ink, you know, Sanford's and Pennant and all that stuff. So,
well, and the old scrip bottle, for example, has the inner well that the new ones don't. And that's awesome for filling mm-hmm. pens.
Yeah, especially snow goals.
You know, if you find a bottle of vintage ink and you're not quite sure about it, but it's got a cool bottle, dump out the ink and just clean it well and then refill it with something else. But generally, vintage ink can still be good for a long, long time.
Yeah, you usually find it in the box. It's usually pretty good. Yeah. So as long as it was sealed, you're good to go.
Yeah.
So, right. Question number three.
We get this all the time, and in fact, we had this discussion at the store on Saturday. Sue emailed and said, "I hear you guys talk about this all the time. Does an ultrasonic really make a difference?" You want to take that one away, repairman?
Yes, the answer is yes. Okay. No, absolutely. I highly recommend everybody who has more than a couple of pens, you get an ultrasonic. It really makes the cleaning process easy. The trick is there are some okay ultrasonics, there's some good ones, and there's some great ones. And it's all about, there's really kind of two tiers. There's good ones, and then there's the great ones, really. But you can get a decent ultrasonic under $60. But what you want to try to avoid is anything that has a small short timer on it.
Or battery powered.
Yeah, or battery powered. They just don't do as good a job. And you're going to be replacing batteries. And it's kind of silly. No battery powered. Try to avoid anything, if you can, that has I've never experienced this, but some people say that the ones with the buttons on the lid have a higher propensity to break. I've not experienced that. We had one and it was just fine. But my big concern with most of them, because most of them are very similar, is the length of time. There are some that you can get that have 8-minute timers, and that's what you want. You may think that's a long time, but I often put pens and parts into our ultrasonic, and my ultrasonic's got a 35-minute timer. And I just let it sit, and there's no, with the right parts, there's no problem in doing that. Now, you're not going to put your barrel in there, you know, you're not going to put your cap in there, but your section and your feed, no problem. So if you get something that's got a 2-minute timer, you put it in, you get up out of your chair, you walk away, and the timer's done. You got to go back. The longer the timer, the better, but these are great. You can put just pure water in it. You don't have to put any soap, no ammonia, nothing like that. Just put regular cold water in it, because the natural agitation of the ultrasonic will heat up the water. You don't need anything with a timer. But you don't need anything with heat, because you don't want to do that. And it does warm up itself.
Yeah.
And then normally they come with a basket, which is handy. If you buy them new, almost everyone comes with a basket, so you don't lose your parts. But you got to be careful if you're putting really tiny parts in there, because you know the baskets have a reasonably big holes in them. But they're completely safe for
almost everything.
Parts, almost everything. You know, you want to be careful with, you know, you don't want to put ebonite in there. Now, most vintage pen sections are made out of ebonite. However, they have not been exposed to the ultraviolet like the caps and the barrels have, so they don't discolor. But hard rubber will discolor if it touches water. So obviously, you put it in an ultrasonic, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to put any casein.
Yeah.
Any pen that's made out of casein.
No, you don't. They get mushy.
Yeah, and if you don't know what casein is, there are a few American-made casein pens. I believe there's actually some very rare examples of Schaefer and a couple of other ones. The big manufacturer is Conway Stewart, UK pens. It's an odd smell. Usually it's a quite vivid, a beautiful plastic. And what happens is casein is made as a byproduct of milk. So of course, when it gets wet, it essentially dissolves.
It mushes. Yeah.
It's, I put a British casein pen once, in a cup of water, and I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning, and sure enough, the section came out, but the section was about, you know, it was, 2 inches in diameter. I mean, it had swelled up and cracked. And if it does happen to you, the only thing you can do is you have to let it dry out. So what I did is I actually put the section back in. I let it dry out, and it eventually shrunk back down to where it fit over the section again. But you don't put that in it. Don't put any parts in an ultrasonic that are celluloids or plastics that have crystallized and are starting to crack. The vibrations will make that crack worse. You know, 100-year ends, you don't want to put caps that have, you know, that have started to crack. Just not a good idea.
But, you know, for nibs and a lot of the modern sections, you clean your pen, you think it's clean, you've run water through it for, you know, 5 minutes, you've put it on the paper towel, you've let it suck away all the ink. Put it in the ultrasonic, and you will be shocked how much ink still comes out. It's mesmerizing. It's really fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first time you bought me an ultrasonic, I must have sat there and watched it for 45 minutes. I'm like, okay, ink up another pen. Let's go check this out.
It was cool. Yeah. So. But they can really do a good job of getting a pen clean. You can put, you know, a drop of dish soap in it if you've got something that's been dried on for a long, long time. They can be really advantageous.
Yeah, you can put dish soap in there. You can put a little bit of ammonia, but it's best to try it without any additives at first.
Yep.
It's always better if you just use plain water. And I very rarely ever use anything else. We have such good ultrasonics at the store. We have two beautiful, I just use the word beautiful for an ultrasonic. That's pretty.
They're pretty heavy duty, but you can get a decent one, you know, on eBay or places sell them. Often they're for cleaning jewelry, and they do an amazing job on your glasses.
Yeah, put your glasses in there and your rings too. Don't forget the other uses for it. So
one thing that we do is we have one of those reusable mesh coffee filters, and we have one that's the I don't know the name of the
we have a,
one,
we have
one
a,
that's cone shaped and one that's regular, more like a basket, and those are terrific to just put all the little parts or your earrings and your rings, put all those in there, and that way they can still move around, but they can't go down the drain, they can't get lost, nothing can happen to them.
Well, now ours are a little special case. Ours hold a half a gallon, and ours do have a drain. Most ultrasonics that you find that are 16 and under don't have a drain. You literally have to pick the stuff out, pick it up, and dump the water out. So if you're looking for something with a drain, you're going to be spending $150 to $200. It's absolutely totally worth it, but we won't discuss that here. If you're interested in going down that road, send me an email. Happy to give you my recommendations.
The average user won't need it.
The average user doesn't need it.
Ultrasonics are cool. And truly, the first couple times, you'll just sit there and watch the ink just flow out of there in little threads. Yep. So there you go. Entertainment and education.
Sweet. Let's hit the, we're going a little long. Let's hit what's going on in the store. We already talked about the Sailor Pro Gear Earth. Very limited quantities on this. It's going to be a regular part of the line, just like the Pro Gear Sky was started out a special edition and is still still being made. The first batch of pens is very limited. So if you're interested in this pen, please email or call for availability while it shows that you can order it on the website. We have very few pens in stock, and I know the next shipment, our back order is not coming in until October. So what we have is what we have for now. And I know I'm getting some pens either later this week or next week, and then that's it until October. So call or email for availability, and we can try to hook you up with the nib and size that you want. And also this week, if you didn't get the newsletter, you ought to be on the newsletter because, man, this was a fun group of pens to put together. New old stock Parker Flighters went up this week. They're all in the just category, but one that's not technically a flighter is the Parker 50B Falcon. And B stands for black. It's a matte black 50 Falcon. This is a three-piece set. Fountain pen, ballpoint, mechanical pencil, brand new, new old stock with tags in the box. Glorious, glorious pen. Always loved the Falcon. I think it's a great, great pen. So some cool vintage Parker stuff. A lot of that stuff went quick today.
Yeah, it was fun to we kind of had a bet to see which pen would sell first. And Brian was
for first pen sold in what, 3 minutes?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. So, a lot of people were very excited. So, what else is going on the blog?
Well, let's cover what's been on the blog this week. Some interesting stuff. A video and discussion on the Mont Blanc Rouge et Noir Ebonite limited edition. Very cool pen, serpent clip. It's just really cool. Ebonite two-tone nib. Great. We started a new series this past week on Fridays called WTF. Now that does not stand for what you think it stands for. It's great. It stands for where to focus. And we did a WTF on the Platinum 3776. And what we're doing is we're taking each week, we're going to take the best, you know, the best great shots that we have that our photographer Shay has taken the best shots. And we're going to showcase those because, you know, they're beautiful. They're just, they're great. So this last week we did the Platinum 3776, the Jupiter, which is also a marbled ebonite pen.
And who doesn't like a little pen porn?
It is nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Think Thursday this last week, Sailor Story of Dancer Pink also happened to be National Pink Day. Great work by Chris there. Jokes about tutus aside. And then a good article, a good tutorial on what we called How to Think Thursday, which is how Chris goes about and does the ink reviews and how we look at them and why we do what we do. So that was on the blog. And do we get any shout-outs this week?
Any other comments you want on that? We're going to talk about this more in a couple weeks, but we just added to our team again, and we are super excited. Things just kind of happen oddly for us, and this came about in an interesting way, but it all just kind of fell together, and we're super excited. And you may remember that couple weeks ago, the amazing Eric Orozco joined us, and he's been beyond helpful, and I think we've challenged him a little bit. He's trying really hard to get us on schedule and keep us on schedule, and I think there's been a lot of mutual fun, I hope.
Yep. The blog is becoming a little more fun, a little more interesting. We're going to mention this in a bit, but you know, the Instagram is got some great stuff going on there. So, shout outs to Eric for doing that.
And putting up with us.
Yeah. He's still here. So,
No, I think that's
he's rolling his eyes as we speak, I am sure.
Actually, I have a shout out for my sister.
Okay.
I heard from my mom last week, and my sister and I were both kind of under the weather. So mom was dealing with both of us. And so big hug to my sister, Terry, and hang in there. It gets way better. So there you go.
Awesome. All right. That do it for this week.
I think it is. You should check us out on social media as In Pens. We are doing some really fun Instagram-only contests with weekly prizes, and we've got a really, really cool giveaway planned that will start soon, and it will be a write-in, and it will go for a month.
Awesome. Can I write in?
No.
What if I
You just got two pens. How much more do you need?
Blog, of course, is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.